SWAYAM MAN Nation and BC Ministry of Children and Family Development, MCFD, have been negotiating an agreement since 2022. MCFD Minister Grace Luhr met with SWAYAM MAN Haggis John Hackett and members of the SWAYAM MAN Sisi, Grandmothers, Circle on May 23 at Talaman Nation Governance House, where the Outhata MT, Ajuth met, interim agreement was signed and put into effect. The name of the agreement means to understand what someone is saying, in Laaman's language. The agreement commits SWAYAM MAN and MCFD to share information, collaborate and cooperate whenever a SWAYAM MAN child is involved with the ministry's services, according to a backgrounder on the agreement. This agreement is a small but important step forward to regaining our primary role and rightful place of supporting SWAYAM MAN children and families with trusting and culturally safe services, stated Hackett. Talaman signed a self-governing agreement with provincial and federal governments in 2016. Hackett said that SWAYAM MAN has an inherent right to self-government, which includes exercising their laws, responsibilities, customs, language and practices in caring for their children, youth and families. One unique aspect of the agreement is that the Grandmothers Circle and a few KK, grandfathers, are leading the way in the redesign and reform of Talaman Child and Family Services. Bill 38 has really set the path for this kind of work, said Luhr. There were a lot of discussions and foundational work that had to be done first in order to begin moving on to actual material papers. Bill 38 was passed by the Legislative Assembly of BC in 2022 and recognized Indigenous self-government in child and family services. It is such an honor and privilege to be on SWAYAM MAN territory today to sign the Outhata MT agreement, said Luhr. This is about expanding and learning together to better support children and families on SWAYAM MAN territory but also right across the province. Join the PEAKS email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.